WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. You just heard a beautiful solo coming from the guitar of Steve Morse during his time with Deep Purple, When a Blind Man Cries. And we've got the legend on the phone with us tonight. Steve, welcome back to Courts in Session.
Courts in Session, that's a great name, Eric. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Last time you were in Pittsburgh about 2 years ago, you did a sellout show at the Oaks, and everyone who went was over the moon. And I saw the other day from the Cleopatra label that Steve Morse had a brand new single, and the singer on the single was someone who's got a great fan base in Pittsburgh, Thor. Steve Morse is rocking the yacht. You have to tell us all about your new single, Thunder Island.
Okay. First of all, Cinderella Records, they do compilations and special projects all the time. And I was lucky enough to know some of the producers. And every once in a while, they contact me and say, would you like to do this or that? And I always liked them because they let the guitar be part of the music, you know, rather than saying, we'd like to record some guitars so we can bury it in the mix and no one will hear it, which is the normal thing. So I like them a lot. They basically, you know, they know that I'm going to work within the song to make the song as strong as possible, but it's going to be guitar with an S, guitars all over the place, which, you know, where else are you going to be able to do that except on my solo albums, which is really cool. You know, and solo albums take a lot of time, and we got one coming out soon in the fall, but this single with Thor, first of all, I'm a Spirit fan, and I knew who Jay Ferguson was, and Jay Ferguson did the original version, and I thought it was a cool pop song, you know, and when I heard this version with Thor singing, you know, he's singing a more aggressive and putting more emphasis on some of the words, you know, like the title phrase. When it comes around, he really nails it and hammers it, which I appreciate. So we went after a little bit more and heavy sound in the choruses, and then I did everything I could in the verses to give it variety, you know, so one verse doesn't sound like another. And you know, did layering, and I did my usual sort of orchestral arrangement where the guitar does different things, like some are sustained distant guitars and other ones are clean, just hitting little accent notes like a cymbal would, and then others are doing a, you know, rock rhythm, you know, something like that. And I love getting the chance to do that kind of layering and you know, the kind of free reign that they, so it was, I think the end product is something that's just really fun to listen to.
I agree, and we're going to play it momentarily, but I got to ask, so you knew the song, you remember when it was a hit, it's still on, the original's still on the radio today, played regularly. Was it harder to play over a song that you know so well and make it different? Does that create a challenge?
Oh, no, that's a part of my DNA. It's like, I even when I play in Bach stuff, I've been known to add an extra line or something like that, or that, you know, saying, I'm sure he meant to add this part too, you know.
Well, you did a terrific job. Let's play it right now. If you're just tuning in, we've got the great Steve Morse on the phone with us right now. He's got a brand new single, a collaboration with the God of Thunder, Thor. This is Thunder Island, WRCT 88.3 FM.
Shut up.
You just heard Thunder Island by Steve Morse and Thor, a collaboration of the classic from Jay Ferguson. And if you're just tuning in, we've got Steve Morse on the phone with us tonight. Brother, that is terrific. You made that song your own. You weren't joking about changing it in a great way.
Well, yeah, thankfully they let me do it. I love the God of Thunder on Thunder Island.
Well, you mentioned in the first segment some exciting news. You got a new solo album coming out. Here at WRCT, we're going to be the first to hear about it. Give us the skinny.
Well, once a decade, whether I need to or not, I do a solo album these days. But this one was done at a relaxed pace and very good result. You know, lots of variety of music, lots of, you know, in the compositions and the arrangements and stuff. And I was able to blackmail a couple of my friends into being guest artists, Eric Johnson and John Petrucci.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And the songs really suit their styles and what was sort of, you know, a little bit targeted toward them. And it worked out fantastic. And the guys, you know, these guys that have already made their careers, made their marks, and are, you know, incredible musicians. But it's nice that, you know, they will, yeah, do a guest thing.
When you do something like that, you go from being the writer of the song to being a producer. Have you ever had someone as a guest give you a solo or give you a part of a song that you didn't feel was where you wanted to go or not quite there, that you had to go back and say, hey, I really like this, but?
Oh, well, that's like being on the spot with that one. But yeah, there was one, I remember, where we had a problem. Back in the old days, we used to use tape machines, and the studio had a separate tape machine that they would sync using Syntico, a Society of Motion Picture and Television Engineers code. And it was basically a sort of a digital, warbly thing. If you listen to it, it didn't make any sense, but it would give time reference. So you put that Synthi code on track 24 of both the 24 track machine, and using a box to sync up. So we set the copy with submixes, you know, to Alan Holdsworth.
Oh, well, yeah.
Going to guest on the song called English Rancher. English Rancher was a name that I came up with because that's something he would always, that would just his little personal dialect for, you know, when something was really smoking. He said, you were really ranching out there, Steve. And of course, he's English. He died an untimely death, and I'm very sorry because he was a wonderfully creative guy. Anyway, we got the solo back, and we couldn't make, you know, it was right before we had to turn the album in. You know how things, everybody, you know, rushes to the post office to get their IRS payments, and everybody rushes at the last minute to get this payment in and this payment in. Well, the tape got to us right before we had to do the final mix, and we put it, and we couldn't make it track. We couldn't make it sync. It was possibly we don't know at which point in the chain, whether it was, is, you know, on their end or in the properly in the duping the copy that it went in and out of time, and it was changing pitch too. So, I don't know. I tried messing with the vary speed, you know, manual capstan control, all this stuff. And finally, we're out of time. It's like, well, we either cut the song from the album or cut the solo. The solo doesn't work. It just simply, it was not musical at all. It was not working. And it wasn't because he couldn't do it. He can do stuff like that in his sleep. The holes were sounded really, really good when you made him play straight stuff, you know, and he left to go way farther out than just a straight rock progression. But this was a fairly diatonic progression, and you know, he, like I said, he could amaze people with the soloing. And the simpler you gave him of a background, the more amazing it would get. So I was heartbroken, but that was it. It was just, we had a bigger record company at the time that was, you know, hardcore corporate deadlines, and there was no getting around it.
Well, that's an amazing story, Steve. Have you ever told that story before on air?
No.
Well, you heard it right here on WRCT from the mouth of Steve Morse, guitar legend. So, Steve, what's the new album? What is its new name? And what's the set date for its release?
The new album is called Triangulation. And it's on Mascot Record, coming out late October, early November. We're supposed to start playing gigs in October. And so we may have the first albums with us. That eggs.
Well, we're going to be playing it here on WRCT. I promise you that, brother. Well, my friend, it's that time. You know, last time you were on the show, I asked you to give me a couple songs that stuck out to you. And you hold the record for all the guests that we have had on Courts in Session in a 10-year span. You hold the record for generating the most interest by callers who were just calling the station. They couldn't believe what you picked. You had picked a song from Juan Carlos, these days known as Wendy Carlos, and from Enya. So this time we're going to throw you a little curveball. Your amazing career, from your solo work, from the Dregs, from Deep Purple, from Kansas. Give me two songs that just have great memories for you. Tell me, and something you've played on, and tell me why they're special, and we're going to play them next.
Ooh, nothing like plenty of time to get prepared. There's one that I think I always remember this as a real bright spot in for recordings with Kansas. And we were working with Bob Ezrin, and Bob has done everything from, you know, Dark Side of the Moon to, you know, the Deep Purple stuff recently. You know, he did Alice Cooper, Kiss, just, it's super famous rock producer. So he's working with us, and you know, I play more notey than many guitarists that he's used to working with. And we were doing a song called The Bells of St. James. And the
From the Spirit of Things.
Yeah. But it was it was an opportunity for a melodic sort of solo. And I just happened to, you know, come up with a good take of it right there while Bob was there. And instead of him, you know, having his head fall forward into his arms and going, oh my God, what have I done? Why did I get into this business? Which usually happens when I do solos. Instead of that, he was like, yeah. And that was really cool. That'd be one of them.
That's fantastic. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but on Kansas's 50th anniversary tour, that song was in their set list.
Oh, cool. Well, I don't think they were playing it when I sat in with them last year.
Well, they should have.
Yeah, that's true. There, things were just, you know, they're shipping things around. Let me think of another one for when we did the Dregs album, the very first Dregs album. I think the most memorable thing was we were doing my idea of an Aaron Copland-esque song called Mowdown, because, you know, he had a very famous big work, orchestral work called Slowdown. And so I did it like Mowdown, you know, and in the South, we have to mow a lot. So, you know, a lot of grass and weeds growing everywhere. But we were recording it. The record company was like, no, you got to go to L.A. and work with, you know, the real pros. And we ended up with the Jazz Crusaders producer, Stuart Levine. He had never really heard anything like what we were doing. And especially when we did this, like, little country hoedown piece. And our drummer, Rod Morgenstein, is unbelievably musical guy who can play and adapt to anything, but he's just kind of okay, I'll play this, you know, and I'll come up with some, you know, he did really nice simple drumming. Well, Stuart was friends with lots of people from LA, and so while we were recording, Ringo Starr came in to say hi to him, and Ringo Starr being a drummer and Rod being a drummer, you know, Rod wished that he, you know, he could have, you know, all right, look what I can do to, you know, and have something really cool that he did for Ringo to listen to. But no, we were doing peeps and peeps and peeps, you know, it's just that's the rhythm part for some of the solos. And, you know, Rod, he calls it oompa. He says, oh, great, Ringo Starr comes in and I'm doing oompa. That was a funny moment for me, but and Ringo said, well, what kind of stuff is that you're recording there, Steve? And I said, well, it's just middle of the road stuff. To me, it was just, and he says, yeah, that's a little weird for middle of the road. We came from different exposures of music, but to me, for all the, you know, the sort of proggy stuff that I wrote for the Dregs, this was middle road, meaning it was, you know, more typical orchestral in my mind than the other stuff. So to me, it was just middle road stuff.
Well, that's fantastic. Dixie Dregs, Kansas. We've got the great Steve Morse on the phone with us tonight. You heard it. He's got a brand new single with Thor, Thunder Island, and he's got an upcoming solo album, Triangulation. We're going to keep our eye on the record stores. Steve, what a pleasure to have you back on the show, and we want to get you back when the new album comes out.
That's great. I'd love to. And thank you for doing this. And I know your day job doesn't pay you quite as much as doing independent, right? For all of you listening, it's, you know, people like you and then I are doing a lot of what we do for the love of the music. And I appreciate you making that contribution to your community. And your community of listeners is much stronger, more vibrant, and more happy as a result of what you're doing. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Ken. I couldn't do it if I didn't have the Steve Morse in my life making this great music. So, Mutual Admiration Society, brother.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, have a great night, and we're looking forward to the new album, and the new single's terrific.
Thank you.
supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records, and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Everybody in the band agrees we like Applebee's. Applebee's, it's so good.
Counselor, Mando Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
The Guardian, trying to know. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you give me all the pride of stealing that nice opinion? Oh, yeah, little sister, the dude, you big sister, don't you?
She's going as she's leaving.
wasn't live Eagles. That was live Glenn Frey. And take it easy right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Thank you for the great phone calls. Having a lot of fun. Steve Morse, I gotta tell you what, this job's a lot of fun. Hanging out with your favorite rock stars. Cool thing. And how about Thunder Island? Believe me, you're gonna hear that again here on Courts in Session. You like the show? Are you enjoying Courts in Session? Well, you can hear it again this Friday at 1 a.m. after Viva La Mock, and this Sunday at 10 p.m. Missed part of the Steve Morse interview? Got buddies that didn't know about it and you're calling them? Well, Friday 1 a.m. if you're up late. Sunday night at 10 p.m. 88.3 FM. WRCT.org. You can hear it both ways. So with Goodwill, when you donate your stuff, you help create jobs. How? Well, when you donate to Goodwill, they sell your stuff to help fund job placement and training for people in your community. So by teaming up and donating to your local Goodwill, you'll help create jobs. To find your nearest donation center, check out goodwill.org. Goodwill, donate stuff, create jobs. And so at 10 o'clock, we're going to be playing the new Alice Cooper single just dropped last night. If you were listening last week, we had Dennis Dunaway, original bass player from the Alice Cooper group, join us, and what a thrill. New Alice Cooper album, all original members. Album comes out July 25th, but new single we're going to play just after the 10 o'clock hour, so don't go anywhere. And it's a good one. Michael Bruce wrote it. But tomorrow night, Space Ace is in town. We're talking Ace Frehley coming to Jurgles. And we're going to be playing some Ace in just a little bit. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets before the end of the show. But I had an opportunity to talk to Donnie Dahl from their opening act, Wicked. We debuted their last single, their new single, last week, and got some calls about it right away. We're going to play it next. But I asked him, I said, what's it like to open for a legend? What's it like to open for Ace Frehley?
Dude, it's amazing. I mean, what could be better than playing stages with your idols, right? I mean, you're talking about the greats. When rock and roll ruled the earth, and look at, we're keeping it alive. We're bringing it back. You know, we're like the great grandchildren of this magical era. And we've taken all of that energy and power and excitement. We've infused it into ourselves, and we're giving you what 2025 deserves, and it's this new high-energy rock and roll. It's just, it's something to behold.
Well, this is something to behold. This is Wicked. They're opening for Ace tomorrow night at Jurgles. This track is Reptile Roots, WRCT 88.3 FM.
is Dennis Dunaway of the original Alice Cooper Group, and you're listening to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. School's out for summer.
It's all right with me.
So I go